Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President. Canada would like to thank the strong presidency from Colombia and the hard work that the ISU has performed throughout the year. We look forward to continuing this constructive dialogue at this meeting of states parties. Canada remains fully supportive and committed to the convention, to which we were intricately linked since its creation. We give thanks to the Article 5 Implementation Committee, as well as the Committee on Cooperation and Assistance, for their ongoing excellent work. Canada places great importance on international cooperation and assistance and the universalization of the convention. Currently, Canada has over $50 million Canadian dollars invested in mine action programming globally. This includes programming in Afghanistan, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Colombia, Cambodia, Iraq, Laos PDR, Ukraine, Sri Lanka, and Mali. We also support institutional capacities for organizations such as the GICHD and the ICBL, whose mine action work has a global reach. Programming funded by Canada addresses key elements within mine action, such as mine clearance, national implementation support, stockpile destruction, gender mainstreaming, risk education, training, victim assistance, and advocacy. Mr. President, we are deeply concerned by the continued and growing number of allegations of the use of landmines by Russia in Ukraine, including in populated areas, resulting in civilian casualties. This is why Canada is currently scaling up our existing support for Ukraine, with including a $15 million announcement by our Prime Minister last June. We'd like to be clear that our support to Ukraine does not diminish our efforts in other areas around the world. In fact, earlier this month, while in Southeast Asia, our Prime Minister announced up to $1 million for mine action in Cambodia, Laos PDR, and Vietnam. As others have done, Canada welcomes the great news delivered by Ecuador and Peru, as well as Thailand and Cambodia, on new initiatives to work together on clearing the lands along their borders. Finally, Mr. President, as we are tasked with pushing boundaries to be bolder and innovative, Canada welcomes discussions related to the nexus of humanitarian, development, and security aspects in mine action. I thank you.